Well, last week, the state government kind of surprised a lot of folks by unveiling their strategic statement on coal mining and exploration, with the thought that a lot more of the state would be opened up to coal mining and indeed, or at least the exploration of that very substance, which, of course, we do need. Our whole economy has been based on it for so long now. One of the areas that came in for concern, though, was that of the Wallumbyre Valley, in the thought that there may be in the future some coal mining right there in that heritage part of the Hunter. From the Wallumbyre Progress Association this morning to canvass some of that thoughts is the association's Steve Annis-Brown. Steve, thank you so much for your time on this. I guess these announcement kind of surprised everybody. Even the Mayor of Cessnock wasn't aware that Wallumbyre was potentially on the map.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. It certainly came as a surprise to the people out here the first time they saw it. Was actually the interview that was done with the Deputy Premier on NBN. So, yeah, a big surprise, a big shock, nobody expecting it, and certainly didn't start the whole process off on a very good footing as far as the local community out here was concerned.
Now, there are some regions that lend themselves to certain type of industries more than others. The Wallumbyre Valley itself, apart from the great heritage value which it does have, I mean, one of our very oldest townships in the state, you could possibly argue the point that it may not, as geographically, may not lend itself to that type of work.
Yeah, well, it's hard to envisage how it would even be practical to consider mining in the Wallumbyre Valley area. I would imagine that, you know, the only two options are open cut mining, in which the area just physically wouldn't adapt. It's hard to turn around two of those big coal trucks in the district here, let alone sort of the flooding and the water courses that basically make up most of what people see as the main valley area. So the physical constraints would appear to be all but, you know, everything that you would probably think that would not suit a coal mine. And obviously the other option, which I think is quickly going out of fashion, being longwall mining or underground mining, basically the amount of flooding that we get through this area over time, and just the restrictions in terms of the physical nature, would think you would rule that out as well. So it's hard to see how it would even be considered a reasonable possibility, quite frankly.
Steve, they've earmarked the best part of 180 square kilometres of land in and around the town. I mean, if this was to go ahead, and granted that there's a process, there's the whole exploration side of things, but if that was to go ahead, what damage aesthetically, if not otherwise, do you think that would actually do to the heritage value of the town?
Well, look, one of the main attractions, apart from the fact that it is a heritage area and the earliest settlement in the Hunter, as a matter of fact, is the general environment and the look and the feel of it. I mean, we've got national parks to the west of us. We've got state forests to the east of us. And I believe a fair bit of this mining lease area is underneath the state forest area. You would just think that the physical damage that basically would be done to the environment and how that would impact on just the visual amenity of the place, it'd ruin it, mate. You would ruin it.
Steve, with so much going against it, do you think that there is much of a chance that we will actually see some coal mining in the Wallumbyre Valley?
I would hope not. I would think there's many, apart from the view of the local landowners and people who love and appreciate the Wallumbyre Valley for what it is, I would think that just from the practical aspects of a mining operation, it would just appear to be totally unsuitable. And for me, it just appears at this stage of the game that the state government's trying to raise some revenue, some much-needed revenue from selling some exploration licences, but identifying this area as one of the three main picks that they're looking to release gives me the impression that they haven't really looked at it very well.
All right. I guess you and many of the folks that live in and around the Wallumbyre area, certainly the conversations you're having with the Wallumbyre Progress Association, would possibly hope that that is the case, so they can continue, Steve, doing what you do best, and that is providing fantastic sausage sizzles and barbecues on Wallumbyre Market Day.
Yeah, well, we do that and more. So you just got to come out here and have a look around, and you'll see that there's plenty to see and do apart from our sausage sandwiches, mate.
Yeah, there certainly is. From the Wallumbyah Progress Association, Steve Annisbrand. Steve, thank you for your time. Appreciate it today.
Thanks very much, Mark.